This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Thanks to recent revelations, we now know that not only was the Russia collusion hoax a total fraud, we also know that the 2018 midterm elections were a fraud. And it's time to recall that election, have a redo of that election, because think about it, the American people voted based on being repeatedly lied to by a complicit media, which was part of a massive coordinated conspiracy to try to overthrow the 2016 election, to try to demonize President Trump, and to try to reverse the 2016 election. And their goal was to lie for as long as they could get away with it. They had fake news throughout the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN. They had fake allegations every minute of every day saying that Trump was a traitor, that he had colluded with America's enemies, such as Russia, saying that Trump had committed treason and that Trump would be arrested and that there was evidence that would prove that he colluded with Russia. It was all a big lie. The lie has been exposed, but the election already happened. It's time to redo the election, the 2018 midterms. And in fact, given that this has been a two-year witch hunt to try to demonize President Trump and interfere with his ability to run America from the executive office, I think we should add 2 years of extension onto President Trump's time in office. He should be allowed to serve until 2022 at minimum and then have a re-election then. You know, that's the kind of thing that we should do. Of course, it'll never happen because that's not what the Constitution says. But how do we get back the America that has been lost because of this coordinated conspiracy, this fake news, this Russia collusion hoax? How do we get back the time that President Trump should have had? How do we seek real justice against those who perpetrated this hoax? And maybe that's the only thing we can do, is demand criminal prosecutions against the fake journo terrorists who were pushing this psychological terrorism on the American people for the last 2 years. There are, you know, 100 of them who probably should be criminally indicted and prosecuted for their role in this attempted coup. They tried to commit sedition against the United States of America. You could say they're guilty of treason. We have to go after the tech giants, of course. The tech giants were part of this and continue to be part of this even today, censoring the pro-Trump voices, censoring conservatives, boosting up the visibility of the anti-Trump channels and institutions. I mean, Google still says that CNN and New York Times and Washington Post are authoritative news sources, even though those sources got it wrong. They lied. They fabricated. They hoaxed America. Meanwhile, it was the independent media that got it right. The independent media told the truth. The independent media has been vindicated. And yet you don't see Google citing the independent media now in Google News. You don't see the independent media being recognized as authoritative sources on Wikipedia, do you? Because the fakery has to continue. The fake news establishment, even though it's been caught, even though it has been annihilated in terms of its reputation, even though it imploded, committed its own credibility suicide, it has to now double down on the lies and keep lying more to try to make people forget what happened. And that's really the gist of it. They want people to forget the last 2.5 years and just move on. Move on to what? Oh, the next scandalous investigation into President Trump. The next agenda, the next lie by Adam Schiff, who should not only resign, he should be criminally prosecuted for his role in this. The next mass hysteria pushed by Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi or any of these. The next Green New Deal by Ocasio-Cortez or others. It is, you know, Rush Limbaugh calls the media the drive-by media because that's what they do. It's like a drive-by shooting. They drive up to you. They terrorize you with fake news. They shoot all these false ideas into your head, and then they just drive off and go to the next mass shooting that they instigate, the next hoax, so to speak, the next hysteria. And they never want you to be able to go back and resolve or hold them accountable for the fake news that they pushed on the previous event. They want you to forget. And this is what it's all about. The daily news hysteria. It really is about making you panic every day so that you can't remember yesterday. If you're in a fight or flight response constantly because of all the fake emergencies pushed by the fake news media, then you can never step back and think about what's real and what isn't real. You're always just in a state of endless panic. And that's not conducive to being able to navigate this world, to sort out the truth from the lies. But I tell you today, the mainstream media can never be trusted again. The FBI can never be trusted again. The Democrats can never be trusted. There is no redeeming quality in the Democrat Party. Democrats are liars and fraudsters and hoaxers, and they have no shame. They will not even admit what they did. They will not even say they were wrong. They will never admit to it. And this is why we have to annihilate their positions of power. In other words, we have to remove Democrats from power. We have to annihilate the Democrat Party by giving them no votes, no power over our lives, no power over the media. CNN needs to be shut down. The New York Times needs to be shuttered. The buildings emptied. The publishing just cratered. The Washington Post needs to be criminally investigated and its top editors indicted, in my opinion, for carrying out this criminal conspiracy and attempted coup against the United States of America. We need to shut these organizations down. The Democrats should evacuate all of their positions in shame if they had any morals or ethics whatsoever. And yet they don't. In fact, they demand more power. They demand more investigations, and they're pushing more lies. This is all they have left, is lie after lie after lie, because they are pathetic, dishonest, deceptive, insidious individuals who have no, they're not beholden to the truth in any way whatsoever. They don't care. Look at people like Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi or, you know, for God's sake, Swalwell or Nadler or any of these others. Look how evil these people are. They know that they're liars. They don't care. They're just out to destroy their political enemies, to have America overrun with illegal immigrants, to push the destruction of the family, to attack Christianity, to censor their political opponents, and use any means necessary to win their corrupt elections. Fraud is what the Democrat Party stands for. Fraud, outright fraud, total fraud. That's who they are. They are evil people. They are demonic, as I've said before. It's bad, and they have to be stopped, and their power over us has to be completely destroyed. This is the only way we will ever live as free human beings in a civil society. Read more on my website, naturalnews.com. Support us by shopping at my online store, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab-verified supplements, superfoods, home care products, personal care, many, many solutions for you there. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. Healthrangerstore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out healthrangerstore.com.